Great stuff. 19 minutes to 8. This is Howard Hughes. They're a group known as the British Infrastructure Group of MPs. And you alluded to it. This year, there was introduced some legislation called the Digital Economy Act, which set out a standard that said that people should get a minimum of 10 megabits per second on their broadband internet. And it seems about 6.7 million households aren't getting that at the moment. So that's a problem. There's also the problem of super fast broadband, that some people are paying extra for fibre, super fast broadband, and again, not getting the speeds that they're paying for. And what's disturbing is that the Ofcom data doesn't measure, it measures what speeds people are getting, but it doesn't relate it to what they're paying for. So there's no automatic way of seeing those that are not getting what they're paying for. What this group is saying is that there should be automatic compensation for the families who do not get the broadband speeds that they're paying for. They shouldn't have to go through a long complaint procedure, that it should be automatic.
And there are websites that you can go to. There's one that I use at home. I can't remember the name of it right now, but you can go and test your broadband speed. It's not difficult.
Yeah, there's one called Speed Test, which is a website as well as an app that you can run on your smartphone if you want to measure what you get through your mobile device as well. You know, these things are useful, but the problem is the onus is on the customer to prove that they're not getting it, as it were.
And you have to make sure also, this is something that I didn't know about until, you know, fairly recently for me, you have to try and measure the upload speed, that is the speed you are sending data out, versus the speed you're getting data back, which should be faster, but both of them should be reasonable.
Yeah, so so when we talk about ADSL, the A stands for asymmetric. So in other words, the assumption is that most of us do browsing as our main activity online, and therefore we download pages and data at a larger quantity than we upload requests for those pages. When that changes is things when you're doing, for example, video Skype or some such, where it's important to have a good upload speed, because otherwise the picture that you're sending to the other party will not be of high quality.
I'll run this past you. My most recent check of my speed was that I was going between 9 and 10, about 9.8, going away from me and coming into me about 35, 36. Is that good?
That's pretty good, yeah, because what government's saying is that the minimum should be 10 coming down. And generally speaking, for ADSL, you know, which isn't the non-fibre, if you've got 10 coming down, you'd expect to have about 1 going up, roughly speaking. So if you think about 10-to-1 ratio, so I think you're doing pretty well.
I was going to complain. I'm not going to now.
Well, well, it depends. Are you on super fast broadband?
Well, that's the thing. I'm on super fast broadband, and they say that you should be getting coming down to you. You should be getting like 56 or more.
Yeah. So I'd assume that you weren't. So on super fast broadband, that's adequate. And also, when you're taking out broadband, get them to tell you what's the minimum you should expect at any time on that line. Ask them if it's subject to, you know, contention, i.e. certain times a day when the network gets busy. Does it drop? What does it drop to?
Gadget of the week, Fevzi, is another I'm going to call you Cecil B. DeMille, because it's another camera this week.
Yes, it's the Humax Eye Surveillance Cloud Camera, and it's simple to install. About 2 inches square as you look at it from the front, and not as deep going back. So it's a small camera that allows you to use it as a security camera in your home. So it starts recording immediately when motion is detected, and it sends an alert to you on your smartphone or tablet to say that motion has been detected. Works in daytime and nighttime because it's got little infrared lights built into it as well, so that it can see in the dark. It's got a 100-degree field of view, which means that it can pretty much see a whole room. You know, it's wide angle, so it will see the whole room, which is again very useful.
So it's a little bit like those cameras that local authorities in some places are using to do, you know, surveillance on streets. It can look all around it.
Yeah, but yes, but this is for the home. So this would be, you know, security when you're out. It would be checking on maybe an elderly relative in their home, making sure that they're okay, checking on your kids and make sure the nanny's not doing what they shouldn't be doing, you know, those sorts of things. And it's got some smart features. First of all, I think the most important thing is actually a commercial aspect. You get 7 days of rolling cloud storage, so that everything, the last 7 days worth of recordings, are up on the internet for you to access, and that's free of charge. Normally, companies charge you a subscription fee, so you buy the camera, but then you have to pay them so much a month to have that service. With this, the last 7 days are on there free, and if you want to keep them long term, you can download them for free, which is really nice. And one last feature is it's got geofencing. So if you want to set it up so it doesn't record when you're at home, it will detect that your mobile phone is in your home, and then it won't record.
Ooh, it's so clever. So and all that functionality, what does that cost you then quickly?
It's £99, 2-year warranty, 4 stars out of 5, primarily because of the fact that it's free storage.
Fevzi, thank you for that. Got to run, but we'll do more of the same next week. Fevzi Turkup, if people want to contact you, ask you a question, where do they go?
Come and say hello on Twitter, follow on @GadgetDetective.